Mary Bowers, number 67, has arrived.
Very good. Come on up.
67, request of Mary Bowers to address council regarding unlicensed fraudulent recovery homes.
Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you for letting me come in and speak, but I want to say hello, everyone. I was homeless, and we found a place to live. But unfortunately, the guy said that he would have an apartment in a garage for us. It wasn't. It was a room with no electricity, no water, nothing, just a room. I later found out that he was running a recovery home. He turned this three-bedroom home to six-bedroom without permits. And he gave me a receipt. I checked the business name. The business name was disillusioned, administrative disillusioned in 2017 in Eugene. So basically, he was running a business without a license and no permits. He was collecting $500 per a person, and there was 10 of us. And on the receipt, he said recovery fees. I was mad because we're not in recovery. So my point is I found out that it's all over the place in this area, in Portland, Aloha, even Vancouver. So I would like every recovery home that says recovery home to be audited. And they need to be affiliated one way or another to DHS, Department of Corrections, or like the corrections of each county. So that way, people that are in recovery are in a legitimate recovery home. It devastated me because we were homeless, and he was scamming everybody that was in that home. He took advantage of the homeless situation. And this is not right. So I would request, and I would like to know, if every recovery homes, that say recovery homes, to be audited, to make sure that they have a license, that they are affiliated with some sort of DOC or corrections or DHS or something like that, to make sure that they're legal. Because we became homeless again. And they had a 400-pound woman in a closet. Jeez. And it's terrible. It's terrible. And I had to tell her caregiver, get her out of here. So please check into recovery homes.
Thank you. And what you're saying makes perfect sense to me, and I appreciate your being here to share that thought. Commissioner Hardesty.
Thank you. Mary, you said they were unlicensed?
Yes.
So technically they were not certified by Multnomah County or the state of Oregon or anybody else?
No.
So how did you find out that this was, quote-unquote, a recovery home?
He told us it was. He said that.
How did you find him?
He through the paper.
So he advertised in the paper.
Craigslist.
And you went and checked it out, and he told you this information.
Yes. And he even told me that he did not have to go through landlord-tenant laws. He has to go through residential treatment. And he had my son arrested.
He does sound like a scam artist. It sounds like that there is absolutely no legal right that he has to pretend to be a recovery home.
He wasn't.
I hope you filed with the state Bureau of Labor and Industry.
No, I did with Secretary of State, and I am in the process of filing paperwork for the fraudulent
rental.
Well, no, for changing the home from a three-bedroom to a six-bedroom without permits.
And is that in the city of Portland?
It was in Aloha.
Oh.
Thank you, Mary. Appreciate
it. But it's everywhere, is what I've been informed.
Well, I do know that there are a lot of people that are charging exorbitant rent for a room, right?
Yeah. Right.
And I think we need to talk about, I don't know what we can do about that if somebody owns a home and they charge $1,000 for a room.
Yeah. What happened was a friend of his, he said, bought the house cash. And then he told me that he needed the money to pay the mortgage. Well, wait a minute. There's no mortgage. So he was just conning everybody. And they didn't catch on, but I did. Because I have the sense of detective work.
Your CSI skills, huh?
Well, I have a degree in criminal law, an associate's degree, and I'm going to go to law school. So
excellent.
But he was mad at me because I discovered all of this, and he had my son arrested.
Wow! Thank you for sharing, Mary.
Commissioner Fritz.
So thank you so much for bringing this not only to our attention but to everybody who's watching at home. And it's surprising how many people watch Channel 30. I think we're the most interesting thing on during the day, which is unfortunate.
Yeah. And by the way, the charges were dropped.
Good.
On my son. I fought for 2 months.
So that the it sounds like you're pursuing all of the legal moves. And had it been in the city of Portland, the Bureau of Development Services could have looked into the unpermitted part. Mm. Did you bring it to the attention of the Alloa City Council or to the county board there?
Not yet.
Okay.
I started here, and then I'm going to expand to Clackamas and also Washington County.
One of the challenges with our whole system of government, never mind the commission form of government, is knowing who's the entity that can fix something. So you have made all of us aware that this kind of thing is going on and that people should be very careful they're looking to
and
find out.
Especially if they're recovery homes.
Yeah.
They need to be affiliated with, like I said, the corrections or something like that, because if somebody is coming out of jail or coming out of recovery, then they need a place to go.
I happen to have a meeting set up with County Commissioner Sharon Myron tonight, so I'll be sure to mention it to her so that she's aware. She is really looking at the health service system. So thank you very much.
You're welcome, and thank you for letting me come in. And I'll see you on the 12th.
It's good seeing you. Thank you for being here. The consent agenda, Carla, I know that we have pulled one item. I've pulled item number 81, I believe. And are there other items that have been pulled?
Correct. And 73 has also been pulled.
Very good. Please call the consent agenda.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Hardesty?
Aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye. Consent agenda is adopted. First